Life gets difficult for us at times, does it not? Unfortunately, it does.
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord.
Foundations for Living is the radio ministry of Van Buren United Methodist Church and is underwritten by our friends at Fincannon Ford in Hartford City. We are happy you tuned in, and we invite you to be our guest as we listen to Reverend Cindy Osgood, pastor of Van Buren United Methodist Church, and we explore together Foundations for Living.
Good morning. Welcome to the Van Buren United Methodist Church.
From Matthew chapter 21, beginning with verse 1, reading to verse 11. When they had come near to Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent in two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says to you, just say this, 'The Lord has need of them,' and he will send them with you immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them, and they brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat upon them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven! when he entered into Jerusalem, when the city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" And the crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. This is the word of God for the people of God." From Bethlehem to Nazareth, from Jordan to Jericho, from Bethany to Jerusalem, from then to now, come, Lord Jesus, to heal the sick, to mend the brokenhearted, to comfort the disturbed, to disturb the comfortable, to cleanse the temple, to liberate faith from convention. Come, Lord Jesus, to carry the cross, to lead the way, to shoulder the sin of the world and take it away. Come, Lord Jesus, today, to this place, to us. Come, Lord Jesus. Share out of the book of Corinthians this morning, first letter of Paul to Corinth Church. And then I want to share one other verse with you. It'll come from Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. And then in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, for to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed through faith, for faith, as it is written, the one who is righteous will live by faith. We've been talking about the importance and the significance of the cross. And so we've been talking about, what is the cross? What does it mean for us? Jesus started out with the discipline of the cross in the garden. He started out with Adam and Eve. He could have just totally done away with them, gotten rid of them entirely, but he doesn't do that because he still wants a relationship with them. He still desired to walk in the garden and have a conversation with them as he does with us. And so all he did was he said, I'm going to make it difficult for you. I'm going to send you out of the garden. I'm going to make you work for your lives, but I still love you. But the discipline was them having to work, not just being able to enjoy life and sit there in the garden and eat bonbons and name animals and have a good time in the garden. He made life difficult. Life gets difficult for us at times, does it not? Unfortunately, it does. And then we moved on to self-denial and obedience and taking up our cross. He asked us to give up, to sacrifice for him, because that's what he did for us. But he then asked us to take up our cross. Are you carrying your cross? Are you bearing your cross for Christ in your life? Then we talked about shame. Those places where, and we all have those places where we've been shamed, where we've been humiliated. But Jesus takes that upon himself and went to the cross on our behalf so that we would not have to experience that shame. The cross of reconciliation. There are people that we have been out of love with in different ways. We've been in disagreements with them, we've had difficulty with them, yet Jesus calls us and asks us to reconcile ourselves with people because he reconciled himself with us when we say, Lord, I've messed up, please forgive me. And he asks us to reconcile ourselves to others, because you see, when we think about the cross has two beams in it. The vertical beam is the beam of God's aligning himself with us and his willingness to take upon the relationship with one another, with us. And the horizontal beam that stretches itself out wide is our need to then be in line with the other people around us, with God's people, that we might reconcile ourselves to one another and to help others be reconciled to one another and others as well. And so we're invited to be reconcilers, to be in a movement of reconciliation in our relationship with Christ. And then we talked about the cross that bridges the gap, that spans the gap between sin and death. That we don't have to go to the death with nothing else. And that's the end. There's nothing more to look forward to. But because of what Christ does on the cross, we have a future. We have an eternity. We have a possibility. We have something to look forward to. But we also, in that, we need to be priests. We need to be the priesthood of all believers, because we are the ones who are the hands and feet of Christ. Christ has no other hands but your hands. He has no other feet but your feet. He has no other eyes but your eyes. He has nothing else but us to do his work in the world. And when we fail to do that work, his work doesn't get fully accomplished. So whether it's a mere pat on the back or a hug or whatever it is, or a note, or we really come along somebody and walk with them and understand their journey, that's being the hands and feet of Christ. And then today we come to the last week where we talk about proclaiming the gospel message. And so it amounts to, will we perish or will we live? Now, we don't have to be people of eloquent words. You know, I always say to people, if I'm not there on Sunday morning, you'll preach. And they look at me like, I'm not going there. I don't want to do that. I try not to use big words because I don't want to put people off. I want to use a simple message that everybody can connect with and walk out and say, that's what I heard. Because that's what people have to hear. It's a simple message that says, this is who God is. This is who Christ is. And this is what he wants for you in your life. When we use big and fancy words, it gets lost in the process. So today we talk about the power and the message of the cross. Our job is to talk about the power of the cross. Our job is to talk about to people what we did. Not what they did, what we did. Because you see, how we live our life, that black spot, that dark spot on the wall, is us. We're the ones. Remember the song, the day he wore my crown. We're the ones who put Jesus on the cross. By our very life, by the way we live, we're the ones who are guilty. And so we're the ones who have to be the ones who proclaim Christ crucified and talk about what that means for us. And we have to tell the story. How did Christ come into our life? How do we proclaim him crucified? And how do we proclaim the cross and the power of it in our very lives? How has he changed and transformed your life in a way that's different? In a way that's different than the old life? It doesn't have to be a Paul-Saul experience. Very few of us have those. But what is your story? Because we are the ones who are left to claim the story. As I read to you from Romans, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Is the gospel your story? For if it is, the gospel is the story of the cross. The story of Jesus who came into the world as a baby, became a man and died on the cross that you and I might have the promise of eternal life so that everyone who believes might not perish. But have everlasting life. Do you want to perish or do you want to live? That's your decision. You have to decide. And if you decide on the side of life, then your job is to share the message of the cross with everyone who will listen or who was willing to listen. And we have to share the story with our life, with our story. It can't be somebody else's story. You might say, you know, I once knew a man who had this experience. And that might have a little bit of impact, but it'll be a lot better if it's your story, your own unique story of how God changed your life and what he's done in your life. Janet Paschal sings a song called I'm Not Ashamed of the Gospel. And I want you to hear the words. I want you to think about what the message of the cross is for you. What is your message? Are you ashamed of your message? Are you ashamed of the gospel? Are you ashamed of the story of Jesus Christ? Or will you tell it to everyone you can? We're an anchor for those who are hurting. We're a harbor for those who are lost. Sometimes it's not always easy bearing Calvary's cross. We've been ridiculed by those who don't know him. And we've been mocked by those who don't believe. Still, I love standing up for my Jesus because of all that he's done for me. That's why I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not afraid to be counted, but I'm willing to give my life. See, I'm ready to be all that he wants me to be. Give up the wrong for the right. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For every moment, his hand has held mercy for all the love that he's shown all my life. A simple thanks doesn't show how I'm feeling, for I get tears in my eyes. So as for me, and I'm going to keep on believing in the one who's been so faithful to me. I'm not out to please this whole world around me, for I've got my mind on eternity. I've got too much behind me to let this world blind me. To some, he's just a name, but to me, he's my everything. Think about your story. Are you ashamed or are you proud to say that you believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ? And will you share your story, the message of the cross, as it affects your life to all who want to hear it, and not be afraid to share that story this week and always?
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord.
We want to thank you for being a part of Foundations for Living this morning and remind you that every Sunday morning at 9:30, we meet in the sanctuary at the Van Buren United Methodist Church. We would love to have you come and be a part of us here in Van Buren, or join us on the air again next week with Foundations for Living. Also, you may hear this and other messages on our website at vanburenumc.org. You have been listening to Foundations for Living, a presentation of the Van Buren United Methodist Church, underwritten by Finn Cannon Ford of Hartford City.